The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every once in a while, we get a phone call that brings up a really interesting debate, and this is certainly one of them. It's Anna and Raven. This call came in yesterday.
Hi, I just needed some help here. I got into an argument the other day with my son. He's 17, and he is constantly telling his girlfriend that he loves her. And, you know, we got into it, and I just kept telling him he doesn't understand what that means, and I think that he's being a little naive, and he needs to kind of slow it down a little bit. He keeps telling me, oh, I don't know what I'm talking about, I don't know, and he's truly in love, and I don't know, I just think that he's being a little ignorant.
So let me just ask a question. Is it reciprocated? I mean, obviously he's on the phone, so you're not listening into the phone call. At least I hope you're not one of those moms. But so you're not listening into the phone call, but is his girlfriend saying, I love you as well? Is it a thing where they're just wrapping up on the phone or whatever? I mean, teenage relationships are pretty powerful.
I mean, I guess. I just feel like he shouldn't be throwing that around.
I'm just making sure he's not clingy, where he's not one of those, I love you, 10 minutes after he met you.
Sounds like it.
I think she must be saying it back. I mean, if they're still on the phone. He says it so many times to her. So that's what also is like a big flag to me is, you know what I mean? I just feel like it's so often, it's like it doesn't mean anything.
I mean, when you're a teenager, you know.
You said he's 17. How long has he been dating her?
They've been dating for like 6 months.
Yeah. When you're a teenager, man, it's you against the world. Don't you remember, Anna? Didn't you have a teenage boyfriend where you were like, I love you, Schmoopy Whoopy?
Yeah. No, yeah, I honestly...
And if your mom came to you and said, you don't know what love is, oh, you would burn the world to the ground.
Right.
You would cry like crazy. You would look at your Jordan Knight poster as you held your head into your pillow and just your Alf pillow. And you would just look there at the wall crying.
It was my Jordan Knight pillow, actually.
A Jordan Knight pillow. What was the poster on the wall, though?
It was New Kids on the Block,
oh,
of course.
Still?
It was all New Kids on the Block.
I mean, everything was NKOTB. Branch out.
Yeah.
Diversify.
I don't, you know, it's interesting. And you bring up, like, a really good point. It's like, well, one, should you have said anything? Because my girlfriend has the same issue with her son. I always tell her, like, just close your mouth. Just let him be 17.
Right.
But the other issue is you're just trying to give him some good advice. Maybe he is being clingy and saying, I love you too much. And, you know, maybe a mom needs to step in and kind of check her son.
Stop it, poopy pants. I love you.
We can ask our audience what they think. You want some calls? We'll see what they say.
Yeah, I just need some advice here. Yeah, so anyone's opinion would be great.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. Can you be in love at 17, and should you be saying it all the time like that? What do you think? What was your name?
Dana.
Is it wrong that Dana even got involved? You know, she should have just kept her mouth shut. What do you think? It's Anna and Raven. Can you really be in love when you're 17 years old? It's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. We got a call yesterday from a mom who said that she got into an argument with her son because he kept telling his girlfriend, I love you, I love you. And she finally said, like, stop saying that. Like, you don't know what real love is.
Oh, good luck with that.
Well, right. It's like, should she have gotten involved in the first place? But it's a good question. And we asked on our Facebook page, can you truly be in love when you're 17 years old? And a majority of the people said yes. But I was also surprised by how many people said, back in the day, you could, but not now. Which I thought was interesting.
I mean, why is that different? I mean, I know that the human experience is somewhat different with the things we surround ourselves with, but human emotions are the same. They work the same. Yeah, since the time of the creation of fire, they've been the same. You feel a pull for love. You have more distractions nowadays, but I mean, emotions are the same.
I saw that, and I rolled my eyes at first, but then when I kept reading how many people were agreeing with that statement and saying, like, the maturity levels have changed over the years, now there's a shift in focus from family to career.
It's a very convenient thing to say when you're older and you're looking upon the other generation with some sort of judgment. That's a very, very convenient thing to say.
I also think there may be some validity to it.
Yeah, because you're old now.
1-800-330-9999. Do you think you could really be in love at 17 years old?
You know, I think that you can truly believe that you're in love. And I think that you look for love at 17.
Hmm.
Right. I mean, well, if you believe that you're in love, then aren't you in love? I mean, nobody else gets to judge whether or not you're in love. If you believe you're in love, then you are in love.
But I think it's an immature love.
Well, sure. But yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean that it's any less powerful.
We all have to learn about it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You think you can be in love at 17?
Actually, I started saying that when I was 16. And 10 years later, we're about to make our anniversary. And it's honestly the best thing ever. And I think it's so safe to explore your feelings at a young age.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think? Can you be in love at 17 years old? Should have mom gotten involved?
No, I don't think mom should have gotten involved. You can definitely be in love when you're 17. I mean, you might not know a whole lot, but if you feel like you're in love and you're convinced, then it's not your parents' job to tell you you're not. I mean, yeah, go on and let them think they're in love. I mean, maybe they are. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, you run into those couples or you hear those stories about the people that have been together forever and we went to grade school together and all that stuff. What do? Tell them you guys were stupid.
Mm.
But imagine how many people told them they were when they first met.
I mean, I met my husband when I was 20. It's not that far off if you think about it.
Well, you had the brain power of a five-year-old.
What?
I mean, you just left yourself wide open. Can't do that with me. I'll just kick that ball right through the goalpost.
I thought you were going to say I had a mature. I was mature for 20 years old.
No, definitely not. Still working on that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think you're actually in love when you're 17?
100%.
You think so?
I do. I had my first love when I was 15.
I think so,
too. It's a
too.
Different kind of love than the love that I have as an adult. But, you know, for everything I knew at 15, I was heartbroken when the relationship ended. And yeah, I for sure think you can be in love.
I think you phrase it interestingly, and it's true for everything that you know, because it is. It's like an infatuation, and it is everything you know. The first time you're in love, man, that first heartbreak is just devastating. It wipes you out.
Right. I would say that it's even a more intense love than when you're an adult.
Well, you don't have control of the rest of your emotions, right? You don't have the wisdom to kind of talk yourself off the ledge at that point. Your life is over, as far as you know it at that point, and it'll never be the same again. I remember screaming that at my mom when my mom was telling me you'd be fine. Well, you didn't know her, Mom. You never liked her.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth grade. Great. Thanks for the call.
You missed it earlier. We received a phone call that we played back. It's Anna and Raven. And it was a mom who was having a disagreement with her 17-year-old son because he keeps telling his girlfriend, I love you, I love you, I love you. And finally, she got in the middle of it and was like, you don't really know what love is at 17 years old. And of course, he got all upset.
Wow, how could she tell him what love is? You hear the music, you see the butterflies in the stomach, everything. You're in love, man. It's up, you're in love.
But we asked on our Facebook page, can you truly be in a mature love at 17 years old? And what I found, and I did not see this coming, was that a lot of people said, quote unquote, back in the day, which makes us sound old, but they're saying back then it was easier to fall in love than it is now. Now maturity levels have kind of been pushed off and it's not truly possible to be in love at 17.
And I am speaking to you, young person. Mm-hmm. That is the language of an old person.
Right.
That's what that is. That's what that is saying is that we knew better. We did better. It's the same thing that everybody's been doing for generation after generation. I worked harder at school. I had to walk 15 miles uphill both ways. It's the same nonsense.
What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
You can be in love at 17, but the children today or the teenagers today are so involved with their phones, they don't even have personal relationships anymore. It's with a phone.
Yeah.
So if they had more because they had more time back in the day, they had more deep, meaningful relationships.
Correct. I really believe that. At the dinner table, my grandchildren are busy in their phones. They're not you know, interacting with other people. How can you have a relationship or fall in love if you're not interacting with other people?
Hi, it's Yetta and Raven. Do you think you can be in love at 17, or are you still too immature?
I think it's harder in today's world. I was listening to what you said earlier. It's possible, but it's a lot harder. My grandparents were all immigrants from Italy, and they got married at 17, all of them. And they had marriages that lasted forever. Today, half of my cousins and, you know, we've all been divorced, you know, and we got married even at a later age. I think there was a certain level of maturity and common sense.
There was also a tighter-knit community, too. I mean, that was a real thing. Like, if you all came over as immigrants, like, there was a tighter-knit community inside your neighborhood than exists probably today.
I agree with that.
Yeah. There's no question that when you're young and you break up with somebody or whatever, you feel like it's absolutely the end of the world. It's right. The end of your life. And so because of that, I've challenged Anna over the last two songs here to write a letter to her young self the first time she broke up with a boyfriend
and got
dumped.
Oh, and I remember that. I was 17 years old when I broke up with him, and I thought we were going to be together forever. Ready?
Yeah, I'm totally ready. Do you want sad music?
Sad.
Okay, good. I'll get that for you.
Dear 1997 17-year-old Anna that is going through her first big breakup. I know how you're feeling. You think this is the end of your life. How will you ever recover from losing your first love? Actually, you may not believe this, but you're going to rebound pretty quickly. You're going to rebound several times, actually.
Wow.
And then you're going to get into some awkward situations. We're going to be dating two guys named Jay at the same time. And I'm going to warn you that this will be a bad idea because it'll get confusing when they call to figure out which is which. One day they're going to develop something called caller ID, and this will become a non-issue. But for the time being, just choose one of them. Actually, don't choose either of them. And definitely don't lose sleep over that cop you met at Surfside. Give him the wrong number because he's a psycho. Trust your gut. The boy next door is going to be the one. That's a good letter, right?
I thought you were writing to your fourth grade self. It seems like you're writing to yourself about 10 minutes ago.
What? That was a big breakup. It was a busy 6 months after that,
Thank you for sharing. Welcome. Glad you've rebounded.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.